Data link complete. Memory alpha working. Voice recognition activated. Ready.
Howdy, folks. You're listening to Fantastic Form Radio, live from the Emerald Coast in the great American Northwest, live with Revised Code and Spike Mike. Hi, Spike. How you doing tonight?
Is the phone line working now?
I don't know. Can you hear me now?
Oh, I hate those commercials now. I hate them. Especially when you got the Verizon trucks running all over the neighborhood and no phone service. I don't know.
Jeez.
I want to be a Verizon lineman. Evidently, these guys have like 8 to 4 hours or 9 to 5, and they don't work at night or in the rain or fog or when they don't feel like it.
Well, you know, those road people, they're sitting out there all the time, and people complain, oh, they're just leaning on their shovels, they're not working. You know, and then when one of them gets hit in a wreck, and then they're all superheroes, and everybody has to pass new laws to protect them, and, you know. But it's good, to, you know, smart to slow down in construction areas, but anyway, you've got, what, city people that clean up streets, county people, different organizations that are out there on the streets all the time. Then you've got your cable guy.
Yeah.
Oh, geez. I worry when I see the phone company or AT&T pull up. You never know. They might go up the pole to fix the next door neighbor and cut my service off, screw up the TV, the phone, and the internet. Could lose all three, man. That would really suck.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I wonder how good my connection's doing. I don't think I have a very good connection to the internet tonight. That might make some of the live streams kind of crappy, but we'll see. We'll see what happens. Okay. Da da da. Let's see if anybody's out there. Hey, we've got lots of folks tuning in. How you doing, everybody? It's what, Sunday night? The Angels won the World Series, and Art Bell is going to retire. This is a third or fourth time? Not sure, but oh, it's sad. I really miss Art Bell in the good old days. Mike, I know you've been listening to Art for about as long as I have. And, you know, it's been a long, long road. And I hope Art has a great future and has his goals and plans and everything, if, you know. And I wish him the best. And I'd love to hear some shows and some stuff dealing with Kate and I. And his website over there, and see if Art's going to do anything with us. And, you know, I'm pretty sure he is. I mean, he's got a radio station, so that's the best part. And who knows? What do you say, Mike?
Well, I hope Art does come back and do a few shows for Coast to Coast. It'd be nice to hear from him once in a while. Maybe have him on a special night with Richard Hoagland. Yeah, I wish Art all the best as well. You know, much luck in whatever future endeavors you take. And yeah, take your retirement and have fun. You've earned it.
Oh, absolutely. He certainly has earned it, you know. And there sure is a lot of pressure on people when they're in public life, you know. And Art already went through hell with that, you know, a few years ago.
Yeah.
You know, it still is kind of, you know, I mean, it's rough. You know, even professional athletes, you know, get harassed, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, crazed fans and freaks that go bump in the night and all kinds of stuff. But anyway, you know, it would be great to be able to hear Art on the ham radio, as always, I'm sure. And K-9, you know, who knows what's going to happen with K-9. You know, that's his baby.
Yeah.
You know, the Kingdom of Nye. Oh, geez. So we'll find out, you know, the story never ends, right?
Maybe his back will get better and he will be able to come back a couple of years, 3-5 years down the line. Who knows?
Maybe he'll get out from under Prim Rat, start his own show, and get his own syndication.
That could happen as well, too, yeah.
Wouldn't that be nice? Oh, boy. I tell you, I'm glad they, I don't know. I mean, I wonder why they're just going to default to Nori. I wonder if anything's going to change there. I wonder if we have any surprises in store. You know, I mean, if anybody with Primrad is going to, you know, continue to use our forum as a source of information, they'll see that there's a big missing link there with George Norrie and his clown suit or his clown presence or whatever you want to call it. We've got an awful nice picture of him on the Pirate Radio page there. If you want to link to that off our site, fantasticforum.com, and check it out. Tell us what you think. Post in the forum, y'all. Okay, well, we're going to do open lines a little bit later on, and Mike and I will continue to talk about art, and right now we're going to take a small break, and we'll be right back to you.
Carry on my wayward son, there'll be peace when you are done. Lay your weary head to rest, don't you cry no more.
Thank you. my opinions as to the future of mankind are hedged in by this statement. I think it is necessary for the human race to establish colonies off this planet.
Howdy, folks. Welcome back to Fantastic Form Radio. It's a great Sunday night, and you're on live with Spike Mike and Revised Code.
Hold on.
Okie dokie. Well, I had the phones forwarded, folks.
No, wait, I'm sorry. It's a false alarm. I thought it was a Verizon van passing by, and I was...
Oh, jeez.
I was going to
call the sniper.
I was going to load up the pellet gun.
Oh, no.
Go ahead.
Those are bad, evil people.
You ever used a pellet gun with a laser sight?
No, I sure haven't. I had a nice gas-powered Luger BB gun. I don't know if you could put, I don't think you could put pellets in it, but it sure had a nasty sting.
That's cool. Now, with a laser sight, you don't miss. You can sit there and tang license plates all night long in the yard.
That sounds like fun.
Well, you see the license plate, the laser on that reflective coating, reflective paint on the license plate, you see that about 60, 70 feet away. You see it a long ways away, actually. Farther than you can hit it with a gun. So, yeah. And you know if you're hitting the target or not. It lets you know.
Oh, man.
Of course, 3 o'clock in the morning, the neighbors might not like it.
Well, I'll tell you what, when I was a kid, I was real bad. We used to live right next to this freeway. And we had a great, big, huge community garden. You know, good couple acres. And we used to go picking through the garden, finding nice little missiles that we could toss at the oncoming cars on the freeway. And lo and behold, that didn't last too long, as a few motorists had enough and actually chased us down and tracked us in our neighborhood as we ran slinking away, knowing we were wrong and evil to be throwing stuff at people driving. Oh, geez. The old days. I think what? How old was I? What, 8, 9? Maybe 11, somewhere around in there. Oh, geez, those were the days, you know.
Experimental days.
Absolutely. Used to play chicken. Used to also, a sports thing we did kind of in the snow, hanging on to bumpers of cars. We used to call that skitching. And you could kind of slide holding onto the car down the road. Very dangerous. I don't recommend anybody try this under the age of 30. Wonder what Art Bell did when he was a kid, or if he had any, what he did playing around in the snow as a kid. snowmen? Or
I do know Art built homemade rockets with match heads.
Yeah.
I'm sure we've all heard that story.
Yeah, you can make all kinds of stuff with match heads.
Of course, he's not quite as bad as Richard Hoagland, who one night claimed that he, as a child, wanted to see if he could light bottle rockets on the stove burner. Which I'm sure was pretty colorful going out the back screen door.
Oh, boy.
I think with black and gray marks all over the stove. Oh, boy, yeah. How do you get rid of those?
Well, the plume, you know, the plume would fill the house with nasty
smells. Oh, of course, yeah. Luckily, they didn't have smoke detectors in his young day, I'm sure. Because those would have been going off as well, yeah. Whole house
instead of a
like
smoke detector, it'd be, Art, what'd you do now?
The whole house would smell like a deer passed gas in there.
Paul, Art blew up the house, Paul! Oh, jeez. Yeah, you know, that's always scary when you think about kids and matches or kids and lighters and stuff, and you hear about it, you know. Such and such a fire, you know, kids started a fire. You know, I haven't heard one of those stories in a long time, but we used to hear it a lot, you know, kids playing with matches and stuff.
Oh, they're still out there, you know.
Yeah, well, parents are starting to wise up a little more. Some are, I don't know. Still going to have your basic attrition. The population grows. Oh, so what are we going to do? No Art Bell. I mean, coast to coast, basically through. Well, it is for us original listeners. It's just not the same. I mean, come on. Art Bell is coast to coast. I don't care who's sitting up there. It's going to be a different show. And I kind of think that they should change the show. You know?
Well.
And I guess they try. They just say coast to coast with George Norrie. You know, instead of coast to coast AM with Art Bell.
I don't know. Maybe they'll bring in some other hosts. I mean, they had Steve Mason on the other night.
Yeah, I wonder what's happening with Ian or why he's back. You never know. Maybe Siegel will make a wonderful return. Wouldn't that be nice?
It would be nice to have Ian punted back, but I don't think he's in the position to do it right now.
I think he's happy developing his new niche down there. You know, he sounds like he's having a lot of fun with that new program, and they're getting syndicated now.
True, and his seminary studies, he's always wanted to do that, I'm sure. He's got a lot going on there. I'll continue to listen to Coast to Coast once in a while if there's a good guest on.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I'm not going to abandon Richard Hoagland just because Art Bell's not on the air anymore.
Oh, God forbid. You know, I can't afford to go pay to get in that forum either, so... Yeah.
Oh, no, of course. No, I'm sorry, Richard. I'm not going to pay to get on your forum, but...
I'd love to listen to you run it, but...
I will still continue to support the work that you do and all that.
Oh, geez. We got lots of listeners. My connection just kind of went putz. So it seems the server is taking over the load. Imagine that. Close that. That's good news. Oh, yeah. There's a bunch of folks out there that miss an Art Bell right now. Welcome to the radio show, folks. This is Fantastic Form Radio. And you're listening to Spike Mike and Revised Code.
This wasn't like his retirement a couple of years ago. When he just came
out
on
April Fool's.
Excuse me?
When he announced it on April Fool's Day.
No, I'm talking about the one where he came on and said that...
This man's career is over?
No, this is my last show, and, you know, I'm pretty much going on and doing something else. Thank you very much, and good night. And then just left.
I thought that was the time when he said his career was over, too. I don't know.
Oh, it might have been. I'm not sure. It was just, you know, the real shocker when he quit on... And then, of course, I think it was a few weeks later, he came back and started doing the part-time a week schedule.
Yeah, that was sad. Well, I don't know. It'd be nice that there was some web streaming or something over there on K9. And Art did a talk show. Remember, he did say that he was going to have a talk show on K9. His exact words quoted... out of context. But he did say that before. I think he said it to us on ham radio. As a matter of fact, while he was still in retirement, I think he was talking about that. And who knows, that might have just been feeding the rumor mill because there was a lot of activity with the Fantastic Forum back then. And you know, a lot of people are coming back now and posting. And for all you lurkers out there listening to the radio show, please, you're welcome. Pick an alias. Register on the forum and give us your opinion. Find a spot, post. Bring your friends. Have a jolly time. We're just a bunch of pirates, and we're on the cyber seas exploring life as it comes, a day at a time. Just don't let it show up in a Verizon truck.
No, you better not. No.
Because you cannot hear me now.
That's a good way to get a truck flipped over. Have a van rolling party.
Yeah, jeez. Oh, Art, we're going to miss you. We're going to miss you dearly. I wish we had his original archives.
Oh, of course.
My God, those were just awesome.
I would think it would be kind of expensive for K9 to do a streaming audio of an Art Bell talk show right now.
Not now.
Hold on, ladies and gentlemen, we're experiencing technical difficulties.
Uh-oh. Leap, leap! Well, you know, folks, we got open lines. And if some of you out there would like to wish Art well or say goodbye or raise a question or make a point or whatever, you're welcome to make a short call. We want to share our time with as many listeners as we have tonight, and hopefully they'll get off their rockers and give us a call, and that's at area code 206-834-0050. That's the phone number, folks. Call it. It's our official wild card line. And you're listening to Spike Mike and Revised Code on Fantastic Form Radio. Fantastic Form Radio. And this is Spike Mike with Revised Code. Wait a minute, he's Spike and I'm Revised Code. Anyway, folks, we've got open lines.
A very much open line, obviously.
I can sense a caller. Well, you can leave us hanging and we'll whip out the rally monkeys. Oh, geez. I'm going to go to Anaheim and buy a rally monkey. And I'm going to run around and riot and burn up the city because my team won. Oh, I bet they're going nuts. You know, it's the first World Series win in that franchise history. 42 years in the making. For those of you sports fans out there.
I haven't been keeping up, to be honest with you.
You're not a Yankees fan, you probably haven't won the World Series in about 50 years, so it's normal. Oh, geez. Well, folks, I tell you what. You want to talk about art or talk about George Norrie and the future of Coast to Coast AM, give us a call. That's at 206-834-0050. And speak to Revised Code and Spike Mike on Fantastic Form Radio. I'd like to take a second to thank those of you pirates that ordered the Scary Sounds of CD. Those have all have been shipped out, and if you haven't received it by now, folks, give us a call, and we'll make sure you get your copy. Yes, folks, that was the Scary Sounds CD. All donations were being used to support Fantastic Form Radio, and of course, the services for the form itself. And I wish to thank you, folks. Thank you very much.
I got my Scary Sounds CD.
Hey, that's good.
had a kookaburra on. Tell her I stopped the car.
Hey, I've got breaking news. Morgan in the radio rooms at 9.99 posts about to break that 1,000 mark. Yay! Congratulations, right. Morgan. Woohoo!
Super cool.
You can go see him now, folks. Log on to fantasticforum.com and head off to the original radio room.
Well, you can't really see him. It's not like there's a picture of him posted there.
Speaking of thanks, the ship's computers have been upgraded and refurbished and have brand new databanks filled with wonderful, wonderful music from Captain Kundalini. And he searched the entire galaxy with his crew on his starship. And he went around to some unknown worlds. And I think he might have went to back in time as well, because he sent a wonderful care package. And the ship's computers are now full of 9 gigs of MP3 music, folks. Yes, that's what you listen to when you're on Fantastic Form Radio. If you get bored listening to Spike and Revised, you can go to our radio page and just listen to the default link that streams automatically. That is an hour clip of some wonderful oldies. That's, of course, if you get sick and tired of listening to us. If you want, you can call in and listen to yourself. That's right, folks. We record all of our shows and archive them nightly. Nightly. Yeah, right. When was the last time we did a show?
Oh, I don't know.
Months ago? Years? Weeks?
My calendar fell behind the desk.
It's been a while, you know. The fan mail's turning into hate mail now. And
have you got one of those little grabber things I can get my calendar with?
Oh, geez. Let's do a sacrifice and we'll have a Mayan calendar party. Who are we going to sacrifice? Another Ouija board from Clowns Incorporated?
I can get a stone altar.
Well, folks, I know you're listening, but are you calling in? 206-834-0050. Say hi now. Oh, I wonder what Robert Heinlein said.
Nothing, he's dead.
Opinions as to the future of mankind are hedged in by this statement. I think it is necessary for the human race to establish colonies off this planet.
Wow, can you believe that, folks? That's Robert Heinlein telling us we need to colonize space. Hey, we've got a caller. Hi, you're on Fantastic Form Radio.
Hi, RC. This is the captain.
Captain Kundalini, how you doing tonight?
I'm doing pretty good, man. I'm sure glad y'all are getting off to all that music I sent you.
Ha-ha. How'd you like that clip I encoded today for the radio page?
That was very tasty, let me tell you.
Well, thank you very much for the donation.
Oh, yeah. Well, there's some more music on the way. I'm going to add some a little Bachman-Turner Overdrive on there.
Oh, sweet. If you want to send a custom playlist for me to encode, you know, like
I
the Voyage of the Captain. You know what I'm saying? A good hour, a bunch of clips, and I'll encode them all together. Or you could encode them yourself, you know. I could.
Yeah?
Yeah. Mike.
Well.
Mike. Are you there, Mike?
Yeah, I'm here.
Mike is on the mic.
Hi, Spike, Mike.
Hey, CK, how's it going?
Pretty good. Trying to dry out up here. It's been wet for about 5 days now.
I hear you.
But regarding Art, man, you know, I've only been listening to him pretty much on a full-time basis now for, I'd say since last August. What really got me started was I heard him doing one of the, I think it was the EVP shows with GhostPicks.com, and that really got my attention. So I thought I'd give him a listen and check it out.
That's pretty interesting. You've been listening since last August, huh? So you've heard, what, about 28 shows? I'm sorry. I don't know where that came from. I'm sorry. Art, that was
on
just
you.
A joke, Art. That was just a little joke.
Oh, yeah, boy. Sad but true, almost. It's amazing that so many people are getting so sick of Nori. But he hasn't... I mean, he's just so far beneath Art, in my opinion, as well. I can't actually believe that there's some kind of convention going on in Los Angeles where, I don't know if it's even true or not, but they have a phone number and everything where people who like Nori are going to get together at this convention and meet each other and discuss Nori. I mean, loser.
Well, you know, they gave Mike Siegel a really bad time, you know, when he took over the show officially. I mean, his first night was trauma, you know, but that was when Fantastic Forum was born. The Mike Siegel C2C website, the original Fantastic Forum. But it was a rough night for good old Mike, and who knows? I'd like to see a different host if Art's not going to do it. You know, let's have a vote. Jesus Christ, you know, we're in a democratic society here. Why do we got to listen to this damn clown? You know, I say we vote. You know?
Well,
what the hell?
No, actually,
we'll hold the elections in Florida and everything will be fine.
He's a clownophobe.
Speaking of Fantastic Forum, Coast to Coast is trying to give us some kind of competition. They've got some kind of forum and chat room thing that they have a link to now on the Coast to Coast. It's in...
So Post to Post is reborn, huh? And you got to pay to play.
That's right.
Pay to be censored.
I mean, something like $15 a month, which is outrageous. I mean, why spend your bread?
That's 2 bits
a
day.
Something perfectly great like Fantastic Forum and Kingdom of Nine, respectfully.
Man, I could see 2 cents, man, putting in my 2 cents, but 2 bits? You know?
Well,
but Keith Rowland's high on drugs, man.
I hate to take it. I have kind of a sad announcement. We unfortunately have to start charging for the original radio room. So... From now on, if you want to post, once a month you've got to mail a joint to Spike Mike at 315.
Don't use the postal service, folks. Send it by special courier.
Don't forget the captain either, man.
Oh,
don't Bogart that joint, my friends.
Uh-oh, they're smoking on the show again, folks. That reminds me, oh no, you guys are in for a treat now.
Okay.
You've got me looking for a song. I hate to say it, but if I find this song in my hard drive, y'all in some trouble. Let me see, is it in there? Uh-oh, I can't find it.
What song is it?
Oh, it's it's called, what the hell is it called? It's some MP3s, Star Wars MP3s, you know, Yoda and them guys getting stoned.
Oh, I wish I had that myself, man.
Oh, I've got it. They're somewhere on here. I don't know if they're on a CD or if they're on a damn hard drive. I thought I copied over all this stuff.
I sent you another station ID.
Oh, did you? Is it in the email?
Yeah.
I'm afraid to open my email. It might drain a server.
Well, it sounds something like this.
Arr, this is Fantastic Forum Pirate Radio Showtime. Get the kids off the streets.
It's showtime. Oh, geez, I can't find it. Where is it? Where are you? Oh, well, I'll find
your
it
computer.
For
the
31st. Oh, I'm going to turn off all the lights and hopefully nobody will come to my door. Because I ate all the candy. I didn't save a damn thing. Oh, geez. Hey, I found some pictures.
Ooh.
How'd that get in here? just kidding. Oh, geez. Nope, I can't find them.
I have a bunch of things that I have a bunch of choices of things I can do on Halloween night. Number one, I can listen to Ghost to Ghost. I think I'm going to record that. And at the same time, if any of the kids come to my door, just give them some candy while playing some eerie and strange and haunting sound bites from my computer speakers. And after about an hour of that, I'm going to head downtown to where the big party is going on 6th Street, where they hold the annual Halloween parade street party.
Wow.
I mean, everybody gets in costume. I mean, it's just incredible, some of the stuff that some people come up with. So I'm going to put in my teeth, my fangs, that is, and put on my cape and my coat and head downtown and see if I can work a little bit of magic.
That sounds like a plan there, mister.
Works for me.
Sounds exciting.
Mm-hmm. They had something like, something like 50,000 people last year. 50,000.
Well, I can't limit it. Well, folks, I guess the stream's starting to fill up. People are getting bad signals. There's so many of you out there listening. That's apps. Apps are really wonderful. Okay. Where is it at, folks? Where is it at? All right. I found something. This is a new CD that I just put in the player. And it's got some files on there. Okay, this is a good one. I think this is a good one. Is this a good one? Uh-oh. Nope, it's not there. I was going to play Tom Petty, but I couldn't find a song I wanted. So we're going to look in here. Uh-oh, what's the Afro Man doing in there? CK!
Yeah.
Hey, what's that Apple man doing in
there? I forgot about that.
Oh, no.
It's still good to listen to for a laugh. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. Oh, gee. Hey, Blue Oyster Cult.
Yeah.
Okay, folks. I got a song for you here. Don't fear that reefer. You're going to have to bribe CK to get off the line. Seriously, or
post
in the radio room that you want to call, and then we'll go to you. Otherwise, we don't have call waiting. You're burnt if you're getting a busy signal. I'm sorry. You'll have to bitch us out in the forum, www.fantasticforum.com. No, that's not a shameless plug. That's a plug shameless. Well,
that's my cue, I guess.
Well,
I'll let some other people call in.
You want to let someone else call in? Well, I'm going to dedicate a quick song to Art Bell then.
Sounds good.
Folks, this is for you, Art.
I'll catch y'all later, okay?
All right, CK. Thank you very much.
Have a good
night. Have a nice evening.
You too.
Well, that was CK. Stop that. Didn't that sound horrible? Art, I'm sorry. I was trying to let you take the money and run, but the damn song quit on me and sounded like crap. I don't know if it's my real expensive sound card or what the problem is, but I just can't have shitty quality. So we're back online with Spike Mike.
Yeah, I'm still here.
Are you? All right. Well, folks, the lines are open. Give us a call. Morgan, did you get that post yet? Did you break that 1,000 mark? Hey. Oh, jeez. What is going to happen to George Norrie? What is going to happen to Coast? If you have an idea, give us a call. Area code 206-834-0050. Again, that's 834-0050.
Now, who knows? He might get better. I mean, it's a slim chance, but it could happen.
There's a strong possibility.
I just hope we don't have to go through these training shows for the next year and a half.
Oh, geez. I don't know. I notice a lot of people are starting to post that haven't posted for a while. They're flocking back to the ship, you know, and that's what happens when Art Bell does this to us. We all go to Fantastic Forum and we hang out and we talk about conspiracies and backbiting and posting about posting and he said, she said. Yeah, it's all here, folks. You can get it all here. As long as you're an adult, you can register and you can post. If you're not an adult, you can still read the damn thing. But don't tell your mammy, because I'm not going to go defend any lawsuits. Please read our privacy notice. Nothing is private. You're all circumspect. Yes, if the feds come in, we'll give them our list. Yep, register here if you're an ABC agent. This is all of our information. It's all of our members. I will tell you where they live. They're on cyberspace flying around in this incredible space pirate ship. And they have pirate radio shows, and they bash clowns. That's part of our tribal culture, you know. We go clown hunting. I wonder if we have to get any federal protection to allow us to hunt clowns and burn Ouija boards. Okay, folks, hit those open lines. Mike, what you been up to lately, Mike?
Oh, just watching the rain come down endlessly and endlessly. Just unrelenting rain. It just drives you nuts after a while.
And it gets cold. And if you get wet and you get cold, then you freeze.
Now just don't go outside, that's all.
Yeah, there you go. Stay warm and comfy.
Well, then you get tired staring at the walls. Sometimes you just stand out on the front porch and look out in the yard and wonder what it was like when it wasn't raining.
Wondering what the hell went wrong.
I can't believe this. I know I live in a semi-tropical environment. And we, you know, we're used to the occasional thunderstorm, but this day in and day out, drizzle on, drizzle off, drizzle on. Oh.
It just gets funky, don't it?
Yeah, it just, it warps your psyche. It really does. It's...
Oh, dreadlock holiday. What the hell is that? You ever heard of that? Dreadlock holiday?
No.
I got just a ton of songs here. Bling, ding, ding. Cowboy Junkies, A Common Disaster. That sounds funny.
No.
Okay, how about the Edgar Winter Group?
Yeah, I've heard of Edgar Winter.
Hey.
Edgar and Johnny both.
I wonder how it sounds. I've got a couple of clips here. One's called Free Ride, and the other one's Frankenstein. Well, folks, I can tell you want to call us, you're just not dialing. You know, you got to look like that carrot head and just dial down the center. Wow, we're getting stressed reports from listeners that the internet's failing. Folks, something's going on. Our bandwidth is getting screwy. Lately, I've been noticing slowdowns, and we're on cable here in the Pacific Northwest. And I'm not sure if you folks are able to listen in good with a good feed. I'm kicking out at about 16 kilobits a second, and that's good radio quality set for 28-8 modem, so... You know, if you're all out there listening, if you can't get a good feed, you can tune in later, and you can listen to the archive of the show. Wonderful Spike Mike and Revised Code, your heroes.
The internet is failing?
No, that was just a distressed report from a listener. One of our famous pirates.
Okay, then I won't blame terrorists.
Well, folks, I'm going to try and play a song. And we're going to see what happens. That sounds good, don't it, folks? tell you what, folks. If I was on my SETI and I wanted to pick up a signal, boy, I'd like to get that for some contact. Huh? How's that from the Egger Winter Group? Woo-hoo! Boy, that was a signal. You're on live Fantastic Form Radio with Spike Mike and Revised Code.
Yeah, but they'll never hear it. We're not transmitting.
We're not transmitting? Why not?
Well, not out into the air where the aliens can hear it.
Sure we are.
They'll never get your message.
I'll put it in a bottle. And I'll type to that masterful clown out there in the space. Oh, boy, that was a hell of a song, I tell you. Thank you very much for that, CK. Okay, folks, hit them lines. We've got open lines. Yes, the wild card line is open. That's area code 206-834-0050. Give us a call.
Thought that was the wild hair line.
The wild hair line?
Yeah.
The wild hair line. I thought we had the Verizon sniper line. Yeah, call in if you want to snipe a Verizon guy. We've got the wild hairline. And if that doesn't work, hell, you can just give up and dial 911. Someone will take care of you. I guarantee it.
Just don't ask for us when you do.
I didn't tell you to do it. Nope. Please, folks, remember, this is not a child-proof show. It's more like child on proof. If you get my drift, see? No. Anyway, seriously, folks, only use 911 for emergencies, if you have help, and if anything else, you know, if you get a license, you can get on ham radio and say what you want. People can listen to you. Or you can, you know, spend a couple of grand on a computer and encode a live internet radio show, just like this one. Oh, Spike, what should we do? What should we do? Art Bell's leaving us.
I don't know.
He's leaving us. I mean, damn. The show's over. You know, what the hell are we going to do? Are we going to post on Fantastic Forum forever? Golly gee. Maybe Roland knows something I don't. Hint, hint, evil hint. 2 bits a day. Ha! 2 cents. I'd pay him 2 cents. I'd pay him 2 cents just to get in there and harass him. See, yeah. And he'd ban my ass, you know, and I'd be one of those evil people. Oh, jeez. You know, I couldn't believe it. I was in the post office the other day, and I was asking for some holiday stamps, and I looked up in the corner, and I saw a new wanted poster, and it had this clown on there. Wanted for public lewdness and gross insubordination of radio show.
Actually, wouldn't that be an unwanted poster?
Well, I think it was wanted for deportation. I think, you know, something to do with the space program and the rally monkey. We're going to send a rally clown on the space program. He's going to do some testing up there. You know, what's it like in vacuum? You know, hey, can you use your Ouija board in vacuum? Hey, you know, we could have a new show that was dedicated just to bashing clowns and George Norrie. This is a Norrie-free radio show.
Well, no, clowns are cool. George doesn't like them. George is afraid of clowns.
He figured that out 3 acid trips ago in the bathroom. Where he's got a 6x6 foot mirror. Yeah, I'd be scared of clowns too, boy. Not only that, I'd probably have a couple subscriptions of Thorazine to go with it. Along with that weekly appointment, you know what I'm saying? Hell, if you're lucky, you get a check. Yeah, you'd be all set, man. You could just have your own show and, you know, your own clown face. And a big company to syndicate your program and, you know, lots of idiots to call you up. What more could you want, you know?
Well, I could never understand how anybody could be afraid of clowns, but then again, I've spent time backstage with clowns. The clowns in and out of makeup.
Oh, here's the real story, folks.
Oh, clowns are fun to hang around with. Carnies. You do not want to get in a practical joke war with a bunch of clowns.
Might wake up with the toes tied together and a toothpaste on your neck. An old trick they do in Elko County Jail.
Right.
Oh, jeez. Yeah, that's where I met George Norrie in Elko County Jail. No, I'm just kidding. I haven't had the pleasure, thank God. I tell you what, though, if he ran for president, I'd vote for him.
What, that desperate to get him off the radio?
Well, hell, I mean, if it, you know, it's foreign policy, if he's scared of clowns, hell. Wouldn't have to worry about sending all that money out there. We just have a little paranoid existence, go back to the old Japan days. You know, close the doors, Darryl. It ain't made in the USA, it ain't for sale here. Nope, clowns only. Oh, I don't know. What can we say? What can we say? Bleep, bleep. Nobody's calling us, folks. What does that mean?
We lost all the listeners, I guess.
Is that it? Did y'all just hang up on us and give up? Or is somebody going to brave those phone lines and give a call and, you know, help us save face here, because we're almost begging now. God damn it, it's only 206-834-0050.
Did we drive under a bridge? What?
Or off one, maybe. We're now in La La Land, you know, Clown Town Hall. Oh, Art Bell, we're going to miss you. Richard Hoagland, you could do your own radio show.
Yeah, he probably could.
At least a weekly, you know, like Dreamland. We call it Clownville. Yeah, we'll see how many people are scared to tune in.
Well, I don't see why they don't step Whitley Strieber up into the position.
Well, you know, he could. I mean, you know, he works for him. I'm sure he's got time to work 6 days a week. Yeah, right. If we can get 3 days out of just any one good host, we might be happy. And we'll stop bashing clowns. I mean, Nori. I mean, I don't know. I need a rally monkey for Art Bell. We got to rally the troops. Coast to coast is in dire straits, folks. Matter of fact, I think it's just about on its last legs. Yep, even taking in all the spider characteristics, it might have many legs, but I think its legs are getting very numbered. We can only retire so many times. We've only got one back.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. I don't know what to do. It's only been 3 days, so.
I mean, is that why we're having a hard time? I mean, we just don't know what the hell to do. What should we do, folks? Call us up. Tell us. Oh, jeez. I mean, think about it. Art Bell has mesmerized all of us for years. For a good solid 4 hours a night. Now, I used to listen to Art 5 nights a week, and I'd listen to the damn rerun on Saturdays. You know? I mean, you know, 6 days a week. 5 nights live, and then a replay. You know, I mean, what's going on? I miss those days. You know, the Y2K thing was just awesome. I had so much fun being scared. You know, and some of the numerous guests that Art had on, they were just hella entertaining. And boy, it's going to be rough trying to listen to the same show. I guess I shouldn't even use that word same, but listen to Nori, George Nori. You know, he just can't continue in the Art Bell tradition because he just doesn't measure up. I mean, he's not there. No offense, George Norrie, but you should be doing traffic reports every 10 minutes, you know, for some small city somewhere in Timbuktu. You know, I mean, what do you think? I mean, come on. This guy has really basically failed in his job.
Yeah. I don't think he was as prepared as he thought he was. To come in and do this type of show.
Well, I tell you, we weren't prepared. Not at all.
Well, yeah, we know about all the subject matter on Coast to Coast.
Yeah.
He's had to come in and learn a lot of things. But then, of course, he claimed to be a coast-to-coast listener, so what gives? I don't know. I think that was more kowtowing than anything.
Oh, jeez. Wow. I've got something that'll prepare you people for the end. I mean the beginning or the new show. Yep. I'm about to play it right now.
Off to see the wizard, the wonderful Wizard of Oz. We hear he is the wizard of a wiz, if ever a wiz there was. If ever, oh, ever a wiz there was, the Wizard of Oz is one. Because of the wonderful things he does. We're off to see the wizard, the wonderful Wizard of Oz.
Yep, we're off to see the wizard. And I tell you what, I don't think Toto's going to like it. Oh, what do you think, Mike?
I don't think anymore. It just gets me in trouble.
Hey, you want to pretend to go to the bathroom and then call up and we'll pretend you're a different caller? You think they'd believe us? You heard it here first, folks. Fantastic Forum Radio Live, Saturday night, October 27th. Is that right? Did I get that right? Hot damn. Hire me, I'll do a show. Oh, geez, folks. Well, I tell you what, doesn't seem like a whole lot of interest out there. I guess everybody's depressed, you know, they're going through withdrawals. You know, I guess, well, they've been already went through withdrawals, but now they're going through depression. I'm not sure what it is, folks, but, you know, it's getting late, and, you know, we might go off to see the wizard in Dreamland and call it a night. What do you think, Mike?
Yeah, it sounds good to me.
We'll just,
I think it's starting to rain here again.
Is it?
Just a slow Sunday night, I guess.
Oh, jeez. It is sad. Sad. You know, it's supposed to be below freezing tomorrow night here in Seattle. It's going to be very cold. And yeah, I mean, I wonder, you know, it's going to be like with the black ice on the road and stuff like that. I just have no clue.
I hate freezing cold weather.
Yeah. Well, folks, we love Art Bell. We're going to miss him. We're going to start a new fan club for George Norrie. Yeah, right. Oh, I just don't know what to say, but I'm going to leave you with a little song from Stevie Ray Vaughan. And thank you very much, folks. You've been listening to Fantastic Forum with Spike Mike.
Good night, America, and the rest of the world.
And Revised Code. Thank you, Spike. We'll do this again tomorrow night.
I guess we could, yeah.
All right. We're going to try and do this again tomorrow night. And I don't think my song's playing. Let's see if it is. There it goes. Well, folks, you have a nice evening. Sorry about that, folks. This sound sounded crappy. So here's another one. Fix. One thing leads to another. And I yell. You got hooked up on the screen. Why not?